Genesis, is it just a metaphor?
Answers with Ken Ham, an international speaker and writer on the book of Genesis. Ken, if Genesis was just a metaphor or symbolic, wouldn't that mean all Christian doctrine, including the gospel, was based on a myth?
Oh, you're right, Mark. If Genesis was just a metaphor, we'd have to throw out all Christian doctrine, and the gospel itself would be meaningless. You know, over the years, I've had a number of pastors insist that, oh, Genesis 1 to 11 was just a metaphor. It wasn't meant to be taken as literal history, they said. Well, I like to challenge these Christian leaders by referring them to the genealogies that are repeated in the Old and New Testaments. For instance, in Luke, the genealogy is listed to show that Jesus Christ became a descendant of Adam. As you read through the genealogy, it mentions a particular person being a descendant of a specific person and so on, all the way back to a metaphor? Of course not. These genealogies go all the way back through a long line of real people to a real first Adam, otherwise they'd be meaningless. Paul in Corinthians actually compares the first Adam and the last Adam, Jesus Christ, to explain the origin of sin and death and the need for a Savior. If the first Adam was just a metaphor, then this makes a whole message of the gospel meaningless.
We'd like to equip you with Ken's handy witnessing booklet called Where Did Cain Find His Wife? Visit our website to receive the free booklet. AnswersRadio.com. AnswersRadio.com.